Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance.
Took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A group of 30 House Democrats on Tuesday retracted a letter that they had sent to President Biden asking him to talk directly with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. The letter created a firestorm within the Democrat Party, and some signatories said it was not their signature. The reversal underscored the sensitivity of the issue on Capitol Hill, since lawmakers have already funneled $65 billion into Kyiv since the Russian invasion. The United States, Japan, and South Korea warned on Wednesday that an unparalleled response would be on the way to North Korea if they conducted a seventh nuclear bomb test. Washington and its allies believe North Korea could be about to resume their nuclear bomb testing for the first time since 2017. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday, rattling homes and shaking windows. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered about 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. Multiple aftershocks have been reported. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The United States military led an airstrike in Africa over the weekend. Victoria Idoni reports.
According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Africa Command coordinated with the Somali government to carry out an airstrike this past weekend. Two of the terrorists who were killed had reportedly been attacking Somali National Army forces. No civilian casualties were reported. President Biden redeployed several hundred special operations troops to Somalia in May, after former President Donald Trump withdrew them in December 2020. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Ukrainian forces have made recent gains into the northern portion of the Donbas region, putting yet another Russian supply line in jeopardy. Moscow forces appear to be setting up defensive positions in the southern Kherson province ahead of expected Ukrainian surge. The threat of a tactical nuclear weapon continues to be on everyone's minds. Jury deliberations began Tuesday night in the trial of Daryl Brooks Jr., who is being accused of running over and killing six people and injuring dozens more during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The jury requested to see three exhibits, a map which lays out the location of the victims and police officers during the attack, a picture of the defendant's ex-girlfriend, and video evidence which shows the Milwaukee dancing grannies being hit. World Series Game 1 is Friday between Houston and Philadelphia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, hello America, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Reggie Littlejohn, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and China expert, is with us right now. Reggie, how are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. I mean, every day, especially, we're finding more and more that what we were told about COVID-19 was a bunch of manure. I think the general consensus was early on that it was a mounting pile, but we were canceled. We were told that we couldn't talk that way, that it was anti-American, that we were anti-health. We are putting our family members in danger, and look who's put who in danger. It is the supposed experts that supposedly knew everything and had the path all set up for us to make sure that nobody caught COVID or died from COVID. But now we know for sure what they were doing with the data. They were playing games at our expense.
Yeah, I mean, you are so right about that. You know, I was recently kicked off of Twitter. Mm-hmm. This post, I posted that vaccines should not be mandated for six-month-old babies, and they should not be on the childhood vaccination schedule because number one, I think that the risk-benefit analysis for kids is that they should not have them. But anyway, so they banned me for that. What they did is they suspended me. They said, you know, what you said is basically dangerous misinformation, and if you agree that you violated our community standard, then we will let you back on. And my response to that is, you know, no, I'm not going to agree to that. And I just went on Getter and Truth Social and a whole bunch of other places. But I lost a lot of followers that I've built up over 12 years. But, you know, more importantly, Dr. Peter McCullough was just kicked off of Twitter, and he's like one of the top cardiologists in the world. There's no one who has more credentials, and he's saying that these vaccines can cause myocarditis, kill people, and he has the credentials to back that up, and they kick him off.
Well, and the other thing, Reggie, is we've got 330 million Americans who are out there experiencing this every day. They're coming back with real-life experiences of this vaccine. And those statements, those testimonies are being ignored at our expense. And whether it's Dr. McCullough, there's other doctors, you know, a couple of friends of mine down in Imperial County in California, they've written a book. They treated 7,000 patients very early with COVID, and they did so without giving them any injections. Nobody went to the hospital and nobody died.
Right. Well, I mean, this is the thing. People who have had vaccine injuries, so this is their personal story, Mm-hmm. If they try to put it up on Twitter and Facebook, especially Twitter, they'll get kicked off. So, you know, for example, Stephanie DeGary, she's the mother of Maddie DeGary, who was a young girl. I think she was 12 years old, and the whole thing was really pro-vaccine. And they, you know, she volunteered to be one of the kids that would get the jab, and she ended up with, like, serious, permanent, you know, disabilities. And she's in a wheelchair and on a feeding tube now. And she was a totally normal, active kid, and she can't, you know, the mainstream media won't talk about their story, won't publish their story. They're saying this is disinformation. And people who are publishing their own personal experience, how can that be disinformation? That's just pure censorship.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, clearly this has been a march to censorship from day one. It's all been manipulation, and they've been able to get away with it. But look at, you know, Big Pharma was excused. They were given a get-out-of-jail card, and they've been able to run wild with it. And you've got the mainstream media. You got Big Pharma. This is all part of the cabal. The Democratic Party doing everything they can to squash any other outside narrative. And now Facebook, which they did before, wants us to surrender our medical rights to the WHO. Give me a break.
Well,
go ahead.
Right. So this is the thing, Bill. I mean, why is this happening? Okay, there's so much to respond to in what you just said. In terms of the mainstream media, they get a huge proportion of their funding from advertisers, from Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And they even got a lot of money, I think it was $1 billion, from Health and Human Services to help overcome, quote-unquote, vaccine hesitancy. So they are completely compromised in terms of just financially, that they are basically being bought off or have been bought off to just say whatever the CDC says and not allow people who've been injured to get online and not allow people like Dr. McCullough, the former Dr. Zelenko, who had early treatment protocols, and maybe that's what your friends did.
Yes.
They got early treatment and they made it through. Mm-hmm. But these people have been heavily censored. Why? I will tell you what my opinion is. My opinion is that they're driving people into the vaccine as the only solution to this, and they're driving fear to justify the institution of vaccine passports, which can also be called Excelsior passes or smart health IDs, and because those can be used as the same platform as the China social credit system, which is a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control. And the thing that's really dangerous about this, Bill, is, you know, I co-founded an organization called the Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force, and I would urge everybody to go on that website. It's stopvaxpassports.org. It's hard to find it because it's suppressed by Google. All right.
Right.
So we've got about 12 webinars on all aspects of the horrific abuse that's happening through these vaccines. But the bottom line is that these vaccine passports are a gateway to China's social credit system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you combine them with a cashless society, which the Biden administration is rolling out, you know, they're investigating it right now, but they have every intention of rolling out a central bank digital currency, then if people disagree with the government, they can be cut off from their money.
Exactly. Well, we, just as America and our politicians are elite captured, they want to capture the common man and woman in this country. Everybody, just like you said, everything will be China in one form or another. And by that, I mean things that we've been seeing happening in China, just like you said, these social credit scores, this you better go along. If not, they got camps for you. And lest you forget, there are FEMA camps already in this country that can house something like 80,000 people, I believe, if not more. So, you know, they've already kind of given us a little bit of a taste of what they can do. And if you think not, all you got to think about for just a moment is what happened on January 6th and those prisoners that remain in jail. They might as well be in a gulag without due process, Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I recently heard Dr. Simone Gold speaking, and she was put in solitary confinement
yes.
for a very long time. And that's why the worst abuse you can go through is being in solitary confinement. And she said that there's somebody who's been in solitary confinement from January 6th for over a year.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lepato has recommended against COVID mRNA vaccines and boosters for 18 to 39-year-old men due to the heightened risk of adverse cardiac events. He has unimpeachable health credentials. He has cited extensive scientific evidence for this decision, and Twitter promptly decided to censor him, although they reversed after a backlash, and the tweet is now visible again. Reggie Littlejohn is back with us. Reggie, to your point, I mean, you're getting canceled. Dr. Mercola, others with credentials like Dr. Lepato here in Florida. The ruling class wants to ignore, common sense at the expense of we the people. And basically what they've been doing to us is, Reggie, they're turning us into lab rats.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing, is that the CDC, I think it was, recently admitted that they did not do a lot of testing on this. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea was, that COVID was so dangerous. I mean, I remember in the beginning when the pandemic first came out, they had us all terrified, and I was terrified. My husband and I, we thought that COVID was like Ebola,
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we were so worried about it, and so they drove us with fear into saying there's no help, there's no early treatment, and then driving us into the vaccine, and the idea was, okay, stay home, take Tylenol until you can't breathe anymore. Come to the hospital. Then we'll put you on remdesivir,
yes,
which increases the chances of death. And we'll put you on a ventilator, which increases the chances of death. And so, this whole thing was terrible because, the hospitals got up to $139,000 for each ICU patient that they put on a respirator. So this is another thing that's really worrisome, is that the hospital administrators are now dictating medical protocols instead of people's individual doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, my husband and I both got COVID, and we made it through just fine. It was not that big of a deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
All this fear was. I mean, there are some people who would die of COVID, but those are people that have all kinds of
comorbidities.
They're
right.
The kinds of people who would die of the flu, a lot
mm-hmm.
of them.
Right.
But for a young and healthy person, it really doesn't pose that much of a threat, and that's why people have been coming out, doctors are coming out against vaccinating young, healthy people, because there is a substantial threat of myocarditis and even death, mm-hmm. which is why so many of our young athletes have been just kind of dropping dead for no particular reason other than
right.
perhaps myocarditis from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've warned. I mean, this is like, the 50s with what happened with another vaccine that women were taking, for nausea, right? And then here it was, you started having miscarriages, you had deformed babies, and it was amazing to me, Reggie, it took them 8 to 10 years to see this problem. I mean, the problem was happening, and they just chose to ignore it, and this was the use of thalidomide. So, and of course, Bobby Kennedy Jr. has been doing a deep dive on all this for years. In fact, his book right now, The Real Anthony Fauci, which is Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, is a best-selling book that is now going to the big screen. It'll be a documentary that'll be out this week and available to everybody to watch. I mean, it's, what you're saying, it's that old axiom that we've come to know and not like here in this country, and that is you follow the money. And when you realize that Dr. Fauci, for example, has the power, he distributes $6.1 billion every year to all these researchers and everything. Well, guess what he gets? Guess what kind of information he gets and what they do with that information. It's all prejudice. It's not scientific. And we, the people, are paying for it. And with $6.1 billion, this man has an inordinate amount of power. And God forbid that he would be scrutinized if, Rand Paul happens to ask him a question in a Senate hearing. He is very arrogant and and objects to being questioned because he's supposedly the god of science in this country, I guess.
No, he is science.
Yes, that's right.
What you're talking about here is it has a name. It's called regulatory capture.
Yes,
and,
right.
And so there's two aspects of it. The first is the one that you mentioned, which is that Fauci, you know, just holds the purse strings to a lot of money that scientists want in order to conduct their research, and so they have to basically toe the party line for him if they want to get funded. So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is that he and the CDC, they own some of the royalties from these vaccines.
Exactly.
So they have an incentive to require the vaccines. And the third aspect of it is that there's a revolving door between being in the administration, like in the CDC or the FDA, and Big Pharma. So what mm-hmm. happens is that they hire people from Big Pharma for these positions in the regulatory agencies so that they, and then if they are a good boy or girl and they approve all of these pharmaceutical products, then they can go back and get a position at Pfizer or Moderna or some other pharmaceutical company making a lot of money. So they have a huge incentive to just approve these vaccines. And so we'll have a situation where the government regulatory agency that's supposed to be a watchdog for us actually has people in it that are incentivized to just approve things for their own personal benefit. That's terrible. That's a total conflict of interest.
Exactly. No, it's totally incestuous. And we've been saying for a long time the situation with, people like Fauci and others. I mean, when you start looking, we're going to have Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. He's going to be on following this interview with you, Reggie. And he's got all the information. He's got all the numbers on the royalties that are paid to Fauci and these other doctors, which I think is quite interesting because anybody else in business, if you're working for a company and you come up with an idea that is a money-making idea and you've used company time and funds, that, the company can give you some sort of bonus and say thank you very much and that sort of thing. But that intellectual understanding, whatever is derived from that experience that you got at on the job, that belongs to the company. Well, in this particular case, they've carved out a special exception for themselves because that's all they do is they think about themselves. So they've got patents and royalties that come to them in the hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. And if that's not enough, like you said, they are led by their own self-aggrandizement and incentive to promote those drugs that they have patents on and they get royalties for. So, I mean, look at this. This is just everyday natural human greed that occurs and that is pathetic. That's very much what makes up the Beltway, sadly.
Right. And the thing is, as terrible as that is, Bill, I think that there's something worse going on, which is that I believe that, that there are globalists who are running and on the Chinese Communist Party, let's not forget them. They are behind a lot of this, right? Running the UN and using the World Health Organization to scare people into submission by using these vaccine passports and a digital, central bank digital currency that can be used to completely enslave humanity.
Exactly. Now, without a doubt, I mean, this is the big utopian dream of the communists and Marxists, right? At this point, we all become data chips, and we're just there for the collective. That's it. And as Klaus Schwab says, you're going to like it. You are going to like it.
Well, you're gonna own nothing, and you're going to be happy. That's what the World Economic Forum says.
Right, exactly. So here it is. Everything that's anti-American, the great American dream, and the light on a shining hill, they're doing everything they can to snuff out this light of possibility and greatness. Reggie Littlejohn, thank you for being with us.
Nobody wants wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by the midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate. Mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez. What?
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, along with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We got questions, he's got the answers. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have this time together to, you know, kind of shoulder the bad news that keeps coming out that somehow, you know, the White House thinks that this is a surprise. Look at, you know, the inflation numbers is a snapshot of what's already happened. That's in the rearview mirror.
Well,
we're already looking forward in the windshield, and it doesn't look much brighter.
No, the producer price index came in much hotter than expected. They'd been looking for maybe 4%. It came in at 8.5%. That's what's in the windshield. That's what's coming to consumers. Mm-hmm. Okay, consumer price is still growing at 8% plus. So what that's doing is continuing to put more pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep raising rates. Their next meeting is November 2nd. Clearly, they're going to raise rates again. I think they're going to raise another 0.75 point, which would be the fourth one in a row. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to slow the economy. And Biden says everything's just fine, basically. Inflation is not much of a problem. He said we may have a mild dip as a recession. This is going to be much more than mild. And the markets are saying that. Okay, that's why the stock market's been down so much. That's why interest rates have been up so much. That's why there's such tremendous strain overseas, particularly in the United Kingdom, which is the pound has just kind of collapsed over there. because all the central banks around the world are fighting the same thing, and it's causing a lot of pain. This is what the Fed Reserve wants: pain. Okay,
right.
They want to slow the housing market. They want more unemployment. They want earnings to come down. They want the stock market to come down. They want pain in order to bring inflation under control. Politicians don't like pain, so it's not a good combination.
Well, I mean, look, that's one way, isn't it, to answer the inflation issue is to inject pain into the marketplace. How about if we just made some smart moves and started producing again?
Well, energy is part of it. And we're kind of in this embarrassing situation that President Biden went to Saudi Arabia in July, did his fist bump with Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, and everything was supposed to be fine. You know, we're going to keep production or maybe raise production so we can keep the prices under control. Prices started coming down. Oil went down into the high 70s. And then MBS says, oh, sorry about that. We're going to cut production by 2 million barrels a day and oil's back into the 90s. So that fist bump didn't kind of work as well as Biden thought it would.
Yeah, and they're sitting in the back room just laughing and jeering because they saw Joe Biden come in on his knees.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, so this is a big win for them. Plus, on top of that, it inspires them all the more to get control of the petrodollar.
So this is at a time when we have such tremendous convulsions in the world with Russia, an embargo on Russian oil, which is mostly going to India and China these days. The oil markets are in tremendous turmoil. And so what does OPEC do? They add more turmoil to it, and that's why oil prices are going back up. So we'd had a long time when gasoline prices were going down from over $5 to $3.50 or so. Now it's going to go back over $4, and one of the main talking points that Biden had going to elections is not going to be there anymore.
Exactly. So so what's going to be the response from, you know, America's legislators? I mean, it seems like they're not going to take this sitting down. I mean, fist bump or not, or, you know, all this dubiousness about working again with the Saudis. You know, the reality is they decided not to support the cause here. And America has some cards. They have some leverage here against Saudi Arabia, do they not?
Well, some Congress people are talking about pulling troops out of Saudi Arabia. And of course, they're always worried about Iran. So we're kind of the defensive shield for them. And so that's kind of a retaliatory thing. We shouldn't be in this position at all, Bill. Okay, we should be energy independent. We should not be depending on what the Saudis do to us.
Every fifth grader in America exposed to CRT or not or other things that don't even matter to math know that we should not be in this situation right now, Jordan.
So the solution is to produce more oil domestically. Now, the Republicans certainly want to do that more. If they take over the Congress in November, they'll probably put some things forward to do that. Biden may or may not agree with it. His environmental wing certainly does not want to increase oil production at all. And that's providing a huge tax on the average working person at the pump.
You know, think about the numbers here, Jordan. The people there, these enviros, you know, that are putting all this pressure on Joe Biden. I mean, this is a small percentage, a small number of people. I mean, this is a totalitarian rule by a minority group. That Tulsi Gabbard, you know, even refers to them as warmongers.
Yes.
On top of that, just to, you know, add just a little bit more color. I mean, I don't see where they're helping America one iota here.
Well, in their view, what's more important is how fast the polar ice caps are melting compared to what you pay at the pump. That's more important to them. So you're right. It's a small group, but it's a very vocal and it's a very influential group within the Democratic Party. And
yeah, they've surrendered control. It's no wonder why Tulsi Gabbard said adios, and there's more and more Democrats. And, of course, they've had, you know, forget about that. We've got Hispanics, you got blacks, you got people leaving the Democratic Party in record numbers because it doesn't make sense anymore.
This is hurting the average person, not only directly at the pump, but indirectly, because when oil goes up, it's gone from the 70s now into the 90s, maybe on its way to 100. That means the cost of transportation of goods. So what you see at the supermarket is not just what you're buying, it's the transportation to get it there. So that goes up when oil prices go up. So, yes, this is a tax on the average working person. And they see it, and I think that they realize that Biden's not going to do anything about it. He's not going to encourage oil production. And even beyond that, refineries. We have not built a refinery in this country since the 1970s, okay? So even if we produce more crude, we don't have the refineries to refine it. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do. And just releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve doesn't solve anything. In fact, we've drained that reserve by about half to temporarily push prices down. But it's not any kind of long-term solution at all. It's just a very short-term.
Yeah, and the thing that's amazing is that here you are, in a sense, it's an abuse of that power and authority to use that that oil, the reserve, in order to you know, kind of mollify some political pressure, right? Because that is supposed to be used in the case of national emergencies. You know, being stupid is not a national emergency, although Joe Biden is kind of maybe redefining that idea, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was put in after the 1970s when we were caught short, when there was an embargo against oil to us. Right. And that's when you had lines around the block and, you know, tremendous shortages. We never wanted to be in that position again. So if there was an embargo against us, we would have preserves to get us through for a while. That is what we've drained by roughly half to push the price of gasoline down by a few pennies. It's not what it was designed for at all. And as you say, it's kind of a short-term political move to make things look better, but it was not supposed to be that. And at some point, we're going to have to rebuild that preserve
Exactly. And hopefully we don't have to build... And we don't have to build on it like we did at today's rates, unlike what Donald Trump did to restore it, you know, at, I mean, you talk about cheap rates. I mean, it's almost like they paid us to fill up our reserve, right?
Well, briefly, oil, as you might remember, went to minus $37 a barrel. People had to be paid to take it off their hands. That's because the price went down so dramatically during COVID when there was so much less demand for oil. But in the long run, I think oil prices are going up because we are not making the investments now necessary to produce oil. It's not a quick thing. This takes years of development. And we are not making those investments now. So in the future, we're not going to have solar and wind cars, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so we're going to need oil as far as the eye can see. And we're not making the investments now to make that happen.
So, Jordan, what do we do?
Treasury bonds. I think that's what you want to put your money in. I mean, the stock market's going to keep falling. You can get a two-year treasury for about 4.7% today, almost 5%.
Wow.
And your money's not going to go down in value, and you're going to get yourself a 4 or 5% yield without having to worry about it. I think that's a good place to put your money.
That's a good idea. Where can the people go to ask you questions that you got answers to, buddy?
MoneyAnswers.com, and they can always email me, Jordan@MoneyAnswers.com.
There he is, the one and only and infamous Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now, 800-511-6223.
6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the Pulitzer Prize nominee, Marie Champion, joining us. We're talking about quiet prayer, 31 days of meditation for the women folk. Marie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks.
Hey, this is so cool. I love, you know, quiet prayer. Good. Boy, that just, when you just say quiet prayer, it stills everything within your, you know, within your body, you know, just by saying quiet prayer.
That is so beautiful. I love that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, as you say, God's peace is waiting for you. You know, I was talking with Jonathan Kahn, the famous author and messianic rabbi who has done the Harbinger books, and he's got a new book called The Return of the Gods. And we're talking about prayer, you know, from a Jewish cultural perspective. And what he shared with me, which is, you know, so powerful about peace, and when you say God's peace is waiting for you, in the Jewish tradition, they believe that God's peace is always in pursuit of us. Is that cool? I like
that
idea.
That's cool, and that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's right. He's waiting for us. And also, that peace is within us, since the Lord Jesus is in us as Christians.
Yes.
By his Spirit, we can pull that out and join our human spirit with his. And, you know, Jesus himself is the originator of Christian meditation when he showed us in Matthew 6:6 to withdraw ourselves and to be quiet in the presence of God. And I'm glad you mentioned, Jonathan, because in the days, you know, of the Old Testament, meditation and contemplation were at the core of faith, you know, from in the prophets up until Jesus himself, who became our model of quietness and of being still in the presence of God. And what does that mean? You know, it was really from the very tradition of prayer and meditation to the Old Testament time, right up until Jesus drew the Reformation. Now here's where we lost track. To the end of the 17th century, meditation and contemplation, they were the very foundation of our faith walk. But unfortunately, After the years of the Reformation, the practice of meditation began to be de-emphasized in the West, and it wasn't until the 20th century that Christian meditation in the lives of everyday lay believers, because up until then, meditation had been, you know, confined to the cloistered, within the cloistered walls of monasteries.
Right.
But then now it's being released to all believers, lay believers, and quiet prayer is a modern day name for this sacred and transforming practice of meditation in Christ, stillness.
Well, you got to know that there's something so powerful in that, Marie, that it was hijacked, set aside, kind of put into the dark ages, if you might say, and then Eastern mythology and religious practices picked up on it, so that when it came into the 20th century, back into the West, people thought that, thank God for Eastern religions, because they're teaching us meditation, but it's something that we always had, but it was set dormant, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. And now we're having an understanding of, you know, of Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And it doesn't mean just being quiet. It means being alert. You know, quiet yourself and be alert to who God is. There's a wonderful definition, an ancient definition of what child means. What is the definition of being a child? And that definition is unwounded. So in quiet prayer, what happens? We enter a place within us that's unwounded, and it has to be given to us by the Holy Spirit of God. It is different from just relaxing. Relaxation is really good. It's really nice to be quiet, pull aside, be quiet, and rest. But contemplation and meditation is different in that it is a focus on God Himself, and we become still. We become wordless. We don't ask for anything. We don't talk about anything. We simply sit in His presence. And quiet prayer teaches that it's a set-apart time, that this isn't just random, that we do really make it a practice, a journey, a lifetime journey. And I recommend 20 minutes per session where we set a timer, because then we get to enter into the embrace of those moments along with God, and we're not sidetracked by stuff to do and the phone and this and that. We really purpose that.
Yeah, exactly.
And while I'm talking about purpose, you know what we deal with really in life, and in quiet prayer we learn how to look at our cluttered thoughts. First of all, we recognize what's going on in our mind. Oh yeah, you know what? I have to be quiet now. I need to be quiet. Oh, but wait a minute, I have to have dinner. Who's going to have the dinner? And then Shirley might call.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, you know, I have to lose weight for the wedding. And our minds just go crazy with us. So I just want to emphasize how quiet prayer brings us into the awareness of that cluttered mind, and we learn how to say, no, I'm not thinking that now.
Right.
No, not now. Right now, I'm focused on God. And what happens to us is we carry this into our daily lives. So what happens in quiet prayer is not the quiet prayer itself, but what happens in our daily life through being still, through entering that unwounded self that we are in Christ, pure and holy as He is, and
exactly.
Bring our whole self, you know, to His whole self, to us. It's a union that can't be matched in any other way.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful idea, you know. And as you say, because He's holy, He's called us to be holy. And when we come into His presence, of course, woundedness will go away. It just dissipates, right? Because we're whole in Him. I love this idea. And you know, and in quiet prayer, as you do this, this will bless you in such a way that, yes, and I'm glad you bring up these practical things, these distractions, because they happen to all of us, you know, and we get knocked off and, oh, God, you know, I don't want Holy Spirit, you know, block that, you know, do. And it's just that, okay, you know, we'll just stay quiet. We, you know, God understands, and we'll deal with it as it comes up. And as we walk through it, you know, just like for you, Marie, when you first started doing it, compared to what you're doing it now, after all this experience, this is why you can teach and say, this is how this works. And the result of it is, you know, a blessing that's unimaginable, isn't it?
Oh, it's unimaginable. And you know what? It also blesses God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, you know, bless his holy name, Psalms 103. And something happens to us in him that we really don't get anywhere else. You know, Job 3 says that, that he gives us quietness, and who then can make trouble? That's what we recognize in our daily lives, what we're being led by, it because we've experienced it in silence, without words, without asking, without berating him with our needs. That's another time. I just want to also say that quiet prayer is not Bible study. That's a different time. Quiet prayer is set apart from all of our other times of prayer. Our intercession, our times of praise and power, imprecation, all of this is separate. And quiet prayer nurtures those times. We come into intercession, for example, I've learned, and it's incredible when it happened to me, slowly, that in times of intercession, I began to come into intercession with complete confidence. Quietness of soul, seeing the answers. And it came through this daily practice of stillness with him and seeing him so much more clearly, so much more brilliantly in the light, even as he sees me. We see ourselves then, you know, also as he sees us. And it just becomes the best time of the day. I just believe the best time of the day, and you're right.
Oh, yeah.
You're right about living it and then sharing. 10 years, you know, of this practice, daily practice of studying, of visiting monasteries, of sitting in silent prayer retreats, of studying the desert Amas and Abbas of the desert to create within me, create in me, Lord, a new heart. A new heart. Exactly. Let me be, you know, your mirror. Let me be who you called me, who you see me as. You know, it's the shallow spirit that doesn't recognize what we already have.
Exactly. And who God is. There was a lyric that, you know, that we used to sing a couple of decades ago, you know, God, I want to know you more. And this is the opportunity in choir prayer, is to know God more. Marie, you're awesome. What a blessing, quiet prayer. Thank you so much. She's a New York Times best-selling author of over 30 books, writes and ministers to people from all walks of life, as you can tell. And the book will be linked on our website. It's available all over the place. I will say she's from San Diego, and she had quiet prayer with God and was disappointed that God did not make it possible for the Padres to get into the World Series this year. But there's always next year, right?
Oh, that's great. Very good. Right.
Okay, Marie. Well, you take care. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you so much.
All
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS?